Hi there! This week, we're going to be talking about smooth game streaming, how to tame those blocky visuals. My name is Steve, this is QA Weekly, and yes, it has been a little more than a month since I've done the last episode of TQA Weekly. I have been taking it easy. I have been doing this for over 12 years, so this year I'm taking more and more time in between each episode. It is what it is. So let's get into today's episode, which is specifically on how to mitigate and eliminate lag and latency issues due to common avoidable problems, especially if you are streaming to Twitch or you're streaming to a tablet to play video games in your own home. The first thing you absolutely want to do, because we're talking about console or a computer streaming to another device, first thing you want to make sure is that your network is stable. The most stable method of having a stable network is to connect it over Ethernet. It will give you the cleanest signal possible, and if at least one of the two devices is wired, you are not going to have a issue here. The other is to make sure that your speed and bandwidth are high enough on the network side onto the internet that you are able to transmit a higher bandwidth signal. The more bandwidth you have and the more bits you can transmit, the cleaner the image is going to be, so better visuals altogether. Second is to be sure that you set up a screen resolution and bitrate that are balanced for quality and performance. I like to use the one that I use for Twitch. It is about 600 bit for 1080p at 60 fps with 128 bit audio, and that gives me a fairly clean screen for Twitch. Obviously, you're going to use a little bit more if you want more frames per second, but if your device only works at 60 FPS, that is a setting that you might as well use yourself. Third is to prioritize network traffic. Quality of service is available on just about every router, and if you actually assign the devices that you want to have the best performance on as the primary devices, you're going to have a very stable signal. So use quality of service for this. I don't use quality of service for very much, but this is a good way of making sure that at least those priority devices always transmit first and always receive first. The fourth detail, which seems to be forgotten by a lot of people, and even in the past I have tried to help people start their streaming career, is the computer itself. The computer or the console needs to absolutely be able to stream. If it is not capable of generating image and streaming at the same time, a clean image, it is always going to be blocky and there's nothing you can do about it. So make sure that the device is capable of generating the visuals and condensing it into a stream. Otherwise, there is no point. There is nothing you can do about it. The fifth important point, wired connections are more reliable and less prone to interference from other devices, unlike Wi-Fi. If you are streaming over 2.4 gigahertz, a lot of stuff in that frequency can just interfere, like a microwave. So obviously you would want to stream over a wired connection or to avoid using things like 2.4 gigahertz to avoid interference issues. The sixth most important point that you need to make sure is to make sure that all of your software is updated as well as all the hardware. Why? Well, a lot of the hardware and software, when they're not updated, might try to update while you're trying to do something, or some of these updates might actually have patches that make things work better. So updating and patching is the best thing that you should do to make sure that you are having a great experience. Because if you have all the patches and everything is working fine, there shouldn't be a problem if you're following everything else that I just said. And the last detail that you should be looking for is compatibility. Your streams, whether you stream to an online community or to another portable device, will work a lot better if all of the devices in that ecosystem simply are compatible with each other. If you are trying to hack something into working, chances are that might be the issue. If you take a tablet that is made absolutely for the task and it is completely compatible with everything that you are trying to do, it will work a lot better than if you're trying to use another device with a third-party application or third-party hardware that has nothing to do with the original concept. And that in itself might be the source of a lot of your problems when it comes to actually streaming gameplay or streaming to show others how to play. If you follow these suggestions, you should have a lower occurrence of blocky video and lag caused by these obscenely avoidable issues. Now, if you like this episode, like it, dislike it. If you didn't, share with those that you think can benefit from this, and don't forget to subscribe. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions for topics, email me at ask@tqaweekly.com, and thank you for those who give me these topics. If you want to go over to my website and see the show notes for this episode, past others, find other ways to subscribing, and of course, email me directly. You can go to tqaweekly.com. And of course, I stream every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, where you can see me play various video games every 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on the days I just mentioned. Thank you for watching, and goodbye.